Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You may not believe it, but I do my best to read all listener emails and comments. One such listener asked me about motivation, and I thought if she had these questions, it was probably representative of my audience. So today, we're going to talk about what motivation is and some tips on how to get or stay motivated. Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm your host, Dr. Monica Johnson. Every week on this show, I'll help you face life's challenges with evidence-based approaches, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. Motivation, as defined by psychological research, is a complex, multifaceted concept that refers to the processes that initiate, guide, and maintain goal-oriented behaviors. It involves the biological, emotional, social, and cognitive forces that activate behavior. You can break down motivation into two main camps: intrinsic or internal motivation and extrinsic or external motivation. Intrinsic motivation refers to engaging in an activity for its own sake, for the pleasure and satisfaction derived from the activity itself. It is self-driven and does not necessarily depend on external rewards. Some characteristics of intrinsic motivation include self-determination. With self-determination, individuals feel a sense of choice and autonomy in their actions. Enjoyment and interest. Activities are pursued because they are inherently enjoyable or interesting. Personal growth and fulfillment. There's often a focus on personal growth, learning, and fulfillment with internal motivation. Also, sustainability. Intrinsic motivation tends to be more enduring and sustainable over time. An example of internal motivation could be a person who writes poetry for the sheer joy of expressing creative ideas and emotions. Their motivation comes from the internal satisfaction of creating something meaningful, not for external rewards like money or recognition. When it comes to research, studies show that intrinsically motivated behaviors are associated with greater persistence, creativity, and performance. Intrinsic motivation is linked to higher psychological well-being. Educational research indicates that students who are intrinsically motivated tend to exhibit deeper engagement and better learning outcomes. For my patients, we spend a lot of time defining their values and what's important to them, because in the long term, these are ideals that will be their own internal motor throughout life. Next, we're going to talk about extrinsic motivation. Extrinsic motivation involves performing an activity to attain some separable outcome, such as a reward, recognition, or avoidance of punishment. It is driven by external factors. Now let's talk about some of the characteristics of external motivation. First is reward and punishment. Actions are often influenced by the desire to gain rewards or avoid punishments. External regulation. Behavior is often regulated by external sources, like rules, incentives, or authority figures. Performance-oriented. There is a focus on outcomes, achievements, and performance metrics. Variable persistence. Motivation can fluctuate based on the presence or absence of external rewards. An example of external motivation is a student studying hard to get good grades so that they can earn a scholarship. The primary driver here is not the love of learning, but the goal of receiving a scholarship. Research shows that extrinsic motivation can be effective for straightforward, task-oriented activities. However, over-reliance on external rewards can sometimes reduce intrinsic motivation, a phenomenon known as the overjustification effect. The presence of the external reward can change the person's perception of why they are engaging in the activity, shifting their motivation from internal to external sources. For instance, if teachers reward students with prizes for reading books, assuming the students already enjoy reading, this might lead to a reduction in the students' intrinsic interest in reading. Similarly, in the workplace, overemphasis on bonuses and rewards for tasks that employees already find satisfying could potentially diminish their intrinsic motivation. Understanding the overjustification effect is crucial for effectively motivating individuals. It suggests that while extrinsic rewards can be powerful motivators for certain tasks, they should be used cautiously, especially when dealing with activities that people are already inclined to find enjoyable or meaningful.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. Whether I'm on TV or Broadway, I live by two rules. Follow your dreams and always wear great shoes. That's why I love DSW. Must-have shoes that pair well with whatever you've dreamed up for your life. Seriously, DSW has all the shoes you need for everything, from errand days to date nights. And they're from top brands at prices you can totally brag to all your friends about. That's why I've partnered with DSW to create a collection of shoes I know you'll love. Because, let's be real, whether I'm dancing on TV, teaching you how to make the perfect cocktail in my best-selling book, or starting a whole new venture, it's all about the shoes. Find the shoes to do all the amazing things you do in my new collection at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack, fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade, New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker, London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Maintaining motivation can be challenging, but certain habits supported by research have been found to effectively bolster motivation. Here are some key habits. Setting clear, achievable goals. Research underscores the importance of setting specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound, SMART goals. This approach helps in creating a clear roadmap and provides a sense of direction. Goals that are too vague or too ambitious can be demotivating. If you need to know more about this topic, please reference my episode on SMART goals. It's actually a really useful frame. Developing a growth mindset. To follow up with another useful frame, let's talk about the growth mindset. Studies by Carol Dweck and others have shown that individuals with a growth mindset, the belief that abilities and intelligence can be developed tend to be more motivated and resilient. This mindset encourages a focus on learning and improvement rather than on innate talent. I get so many messages from people who tell me that they aren't good at things, and that's the reason why they shouldn't even begin to try. I am bad at loads of things, and I approach them and aid my patients in approaching them through the strategies I am discussing here. One of the biggest ways is establishing routines and consistency. Consistent routines help in building habits that support motivation. Research in behavioral psychology indicates that routines reduce the mental load of decision-making and keep motivation steady. Next up is breaking down large tasks into smaller, manageable steps that can prevent feelings of overwhelm and help maintain motivation. This approach aligns with the concept of chunking, a strategy supported by cognitive psychology. If you're not good at something or it's difficult for you, break it down into smaller chunks and don't judge how small your steps need to be. If you're able to move forward, that's all that matters. Which leads us to our next habit, practicing self-compassion. Self-compassion involves being kind to oneself in the face of failure or challenges. Research suggests that self-compassion is linked to higher motivation and better emotional well-being, as it helps in dealing with setbacks more constructively. Be your own cheerleader. You will hear me say this time and time again. Judging yourself will only sink you down further, and every success is a quilt that is stitched together by our failures. Seeking and providing social support. Social support is crucial for motivation. Studies have found that encouragement from others can enhance motivation, and being part of a supportive community can help to sustain it. Next is regular physical activity. Regular exercise has been shown to have a positive impact on mental health and motivation. Physical activity can boost mood, increase energy levels, and improve overall cognitive functioning. Mindfulness and stress management. Mindfulness practices such as meditation help in managing stress and maintaining focus. Research has shown that mindfulness can improve attention, reduce stress, and consequently support motivation. Maintaining a positive attitude. Positivity and optimism can fuel motivation. Studies in positive psychology have shown that a positive attitude helps in overcoming challenges and maintaining motivation. Continuous learning and curiosity. Staying curious and engaged in learning new things can keep motivation levels high. This habit aligns with intrinsic motivation and has been linked to lifelong satisfaction and personal growth. Plus, in life, there are always going to be more questions than answers, and keeping that curiosity alive is good for you. What is something you're trying to be motivated for this year? You can contact me via Instagram at KindMindPsych or via my email at psychologist@quickanddirtytips.com. The Savvy Psychologist is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg with script editing by Brandon Getches. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. And our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. Follow Savvy Psychologist on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. That's all for this episode of Savvy Psychologist. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Home isn't just a place, it's a state of mind. Like curling up in a comfy chair as you watch the world go by.
Good afternoon.
Which is why at Delta, our people do our best to make you feel at home long before you get there. Delta, keep climbing.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.